When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Fantasy Pros Dynasty Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm joined, as always, by Pat Fitzmaurice at Fitz_FF. Fitzy, what's going on, man? You ready to do a Super Flex Dynasty Startup mock?
Oh, I am always ready for Dynasty Startup Drafts, Boggs. So, yes, very excited and very excited. It's not going to be just the two of us today.
That's right. I am going to be working the board and the pauses and everything. D-Bro and Fitz are going to be drafting. That means D-Bro is here with us at D-Bro_FFB on the Twitter machine. D-Bro, ready for some dynasty action on Superflex?
Oh, I'm so ready, Boggs. I mean, look, I just dropped my top 15 startup must-haves on the site right now. And your boy Kenny Pickett is in there. So I think it's a good day for all of us, man. I'm going to throw you into this.
That's right. That's right. Welsh was wondering the other day, would you be willing to do a Sky Moore versus Juju bet again this year, D-Bro?
Ooh. Yeah, considering Juju is going to be bad on the Patriots. Let's rock it. Let's run it back.
Yep. All right. Well, let's bring
pink
it back.
Pink beard and all, baby. Let's
That's
go.
Right. Somebody's going to have a pink beard again at the end of the season. We're getting bets in before this mock. It's going to be a lot of fun. And look, on this mock, you guys, we're going to be using this, doing our Fantasy Pros mock draft lobby over at fantasypros.com/draftwizard, just like you'll see today. Our multi-user drafts allow you to practice quick and fun mock drafts against both real and CPU opponents. Today, it's all listeners. It's all people from the Fantasy Pros Discord that are going to be on here with us using the same easy-to-use interface as our draft simulator. While public mock drafts aren't available yet, you can easily invite your friends to a private mock draft. Check it out today over at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. Are you gents ready to get rolling and draft some players in the Dynasty Startup? Because here we go. All right, Run Hags is up first. We'll see. We had the computer kind of steered away from the QBs initially in our last mock that we did. So we'll see how this one goes here. 30-second picks. We're going to get moving here pretty fast as soon as we get rolling.
I got a question for you, Boggs. Sure. Where are we setting the over-under for QBs that go in the first round? What do you think that's at? 9? 10? Where's that line?
Let's go with 6 or 7. I think a little bit lower than your initial thought. There goes Patrick Mahomes, number one. So
I would set the bar at 8.5. What do you think, Fitz?
Yeah, that's a good over under, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty solid over under. 8.5
sounds
about
right. I would probably still take the over.
All right, we're going quick now, boys. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, top 3 picks. So, you know, let me rephrase that, D-Bro. What I meant was 11. is it okay if I change my pick here completely now?
You're the host. I'm just riding, okay?
Let's see what T-Mac's got here. Joe Burrow. So the first 4 picks are all QBs. Pig Bird up next, followed by A-Rod. Then D-Bro at 7. Lucha Libre at 8. Fitzy is at 9. Foxworth at 10. Devin's 49ers at 11. And then Moody is at 12. JJ to Team Pig Bird at pick number 5. So A-Rod is up. And then D-Bro, who are you going to be disappointed if they get snatched up one pick in front of you here, D-Bro?
I mean, I'm fine with any of these guys, to be honest. Lamar Jackson just went ahead of me. And so I'm staring at my choice of Justin Herbert, T-Law, or Justin Fields.
I know who Fitz would take. So
for me, man, this is a really good spot. You know what? I love Justin Fields, but God darn it, I'm going to take Justin Herbert here, dude. This just comes down to when I get in super flex drafts, I preach this religiously, and you've heard this already if you've been in our Discord. You draft quarterbacks, you don't trade for them. So I'm not going to surprise anybody by saying that I am going QB, QB in these first few rounds. That's what I do every super flex startup draft that I'm in, because guess what? I don't want to sit here and pay your high prices for QBs and super flex. I draft them. I want them on my team immediately.
So after Herbert, Lucha Libre reaches back into the wide receiver, takes Ja'Marr Chase, and Fitz, you are up for your first pick at number 9 here.
All right, I'm going with Bijan here. And, you know, normally it would be my position to take a quarterback here. I want to try something a little different. I want to do this startup with Bijan. I do think he is going to be like a, you know, difference-making running back for a while. So we're going to try this in kind of a reverse approach. And yeah, I'm taking Bijan. Let the chips fall, man.
That's what mocks are for. You know, mocks are to try different strategies out, try different things, see what works, see what doesn't work for you. So after you took Bijan, Foxworth with Trevor Lawrence.
So Fitz, I mean, look, I know you went Bijan with this one, but I want to bring this up, and I got a question to ask you, because obviously, like, with going the running back in the first round, you're going to need some of these quarterbacks to kind of fall and stuff. Two of the guys I just wrote up in my must-have startup guys are Daniel Jones and Kenny Pickett. And while those names might sound gross to a lot of people, they got 2 to 3 years certainty. Like, if you're going to sit here and go into the dumpster of like these QB2s or late QB1s, any of these guys kind of sticking out to you as far as quarterbacks you're going to target after going running back?
Yeah, I mean, probably Daniel Jones. He's going to be one. And okay. I do think he has a pretty good future and is a reasonable dynasty option. You know, it's a guy you can hang your hat on. And if Deshaun Watson makes it to me, I mean, I'm probably going there. Actually, it's going to be probably Deshaun, Dak, or Anthony Richardson before Daniel Jones.
Don't snipe me on A-Rich. Don't do that, Fitz. I already had a feeling it was coming. Don't do that. Don't bring that pain to me.
All right. So after Trevor Lawrence, and we got JT to Devin. Then Moody went with Fields and CeeDee Lamb. Breece Hall to Devin with the second pick. So Devin is avoiding the QBs and going RBs here. Foxworth takes AJ Brown after Trevor Lawrence, and Fitz, you are up. So no one doubling up QBs here. He takes A-Rich at that pick. So snipes D-Bro. Lucha Libre is up, and then D-Bro's going to be on
full
the clock
youth
here.
Movement here, D-Bro. I mean, I'm leaning into it with the rookies, with Bijan and Anthony Richardson. And this is going to be a, you know, maybe a productive struggle approach. But man, if both of these guys pop right away, you know, I'm set up with youth and, you know, two impact youngsters.
Lucha Libre goes with a double wide receiver set, Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Waddle, and D-Bro is on the clock.
So I was really hoping that Anthony Richardson was going to fall to me, but you know what? I'm going to embrace risk and volatility. I'm going to stay with my approach and go QBs here. I'm going to embrace the risk that is Deshaun Watson. Look, I understand the volatility that I'm embracing with this. If he sucks, okay, fine. Then I'm probably getting mid QB2 production out of him. Fine. He's obviously my QB2 in this build so far. But if he goes back to top 3, top 5 type of status, the tandem of Justin Herbert and Deshaun Watson could possibly win me weeks in Superflex.
Got you. So you're the first to double up on the QBs, Herbert and Watson. A-Rod here takes Garrett Wilson. Pigbird snaps up Christian McCaffrey. And now we're into the top 4, who all took quarterbacks. T-Mac, Tater Wolf, Scotty Parlay, and Run Hags all have QBs. So we're going to see who doubles up where. Lots of good wide receivers and RB still on the board. Obviously, wide receivers lasting longer, so we see more of those guys going. But kind of on the in-between here, Fitz, is there someone in particular you're hoping falls? Is it one of those QBs since you waited and took Richardson? Or are you hoping that maybe some QBs get snapped up and you see some of these running backs or wide receivers fall back to you?
I mean, it's not going to happen, but I'd love to see Chris Olave fall. Because I want like a young receiver here, or you know, I think it's probably going to be more like a Drake London for me with the next pick, or maybe even maybe I'll go full rookie and go JSN. Can I ask you guys a question about our guy Pigbird took Christian McCaffrey at 208? Where do you guys generally think he should go? I mean, I know he's more for the teams that are trying to win right away than the teams that are trying to do like the slow build, but I don't know. He's always a confusing guy for me to handle in dynasty startups.
Yeah, it fits for me. I'm still there. Goes Olave, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, of course here. But yeah, for me, I'm still very high on Christian McCaffrey because it's like I think if you get two or three more peak years with him, I think it's worth more than taking a guy that yes is going to be good, but he's not going to have that elite level ceiling that Christian McCaffrey has. So, you know, if it's Charbonnet, who is, you know, almost a decade younger and all that stuff, versus Christian McCaffrey, I'm still going to take Christian McCaffrey because, yes, Charbonnet may last longer, but I don't know that he ever hits that CMC ceiling that we're seeing. So QB's falling here. Jahmyr Gibbs goes with the first pick in the third round, followed by Stephon Diggs and Devontae Smith. T-Mac is up for his fourth pick in the third round, then Pigbird, A-Rod, and D-Bro. So who is it looking like, D-Bro, with this next pick for you?
If the board falls the way that I want it to, I mean, for me, it's after I go QB and a lot of these things, then I start building out my wide receiver room. And the thing that when you get into a startup, I want to keep flexibility in these first few rounds. So you don't know a lot of times until you've gotten through 6-7 rounds of a startup on how your build is kind of looking. Is it really young? Is it more win now? What's that look like? But the one thing I can tell you right now is if you start your Superflex Dynasty builds with strong QB room, strong wide receiver room, that's going to give you the flexibility to be honestly, like you could do whatever you want with that team. Like even if like your team implodes and it sucks this year, and you're like looking at next year and you're like, crap, I might have to tear some of this down and start rebuilding things immediately. The way that I start rebuilds is QB room, wide receiver room, and then I build out running backs and tight ends later. So right now I'm building the core and the backbone of my team. That is through quarterback and wide receivers. And that's where I want to go with these guys. And oh, baby, Drake London fell. And he's not going to fall anymore, baby. Come on down.
Let's go. You can always count on D-Bro for a good clip there. That is good stuff. So after Devontae Smith went, then we saw T-Mac double up with the QBs going Bryce Young, Cooper Kupp to Pigbird, who seems to be just taking BPA every single time. A-Rod takes Mark Andrews, a first tight end off the board. Then Drake London, Lucha Libre takes C.J. Stroud, and then fits with the Kyler Murray pick. You are going with the all upside QB room here, my friend.
Fitz, yeah, that like, sniping of Drake London was because you took A-Rich. I got you back there, buddy. Love you.
You did get me back. I would definitely have taken London there. But yeah, man, I think Murray tends to be a little undervalued now. And I think the knee injury has sort of exacerbated that. And the fact that Arizona's going to be a dumpster fire this year. I mean, it's very possible Murray doesn't even play this year with the Cardinals in rebuild mode, and maybe they tank and get the number one pick and go for Caleb Williams. But in that case, someone is going to want Kyler Murray. I mean, this is a young mobile quarterback, and I know, like, you know, he hasn't taken Arizona to the promised land yet. And maybe some of their fans are feeling like he's not the solution for them. But this guy piles up fantasy points. I've had him on dynasty teams, and he absolutely piles up fantasy points.
I think it's a great pick. Travis Kelce, the next pick. Travis Etienne after that. And to close out the third round, we see Dak Prescott go to Moody. So Moody, Fitz, D-Bro, T-Mac are the only ones that have doubled up QBs here so far. Kyle Pitts goes to Devin. Devin is going with the all youth team. Then we see Foxworth snap up Daniel Jones, a pick ahead of Pitts. And you are up after Pollard, Pitts, and Daniel Jones to start the fourth round here. What's it going to be, Fitzy?
Going to keep the youth movement going, Boggs. I'm taking JSN.
Ooh, JSN. Oh, I like it.
You suck.
Yeah,
Fitz.
I mean,
okay. That's damn it. That was a good pick.
Three rookies. So, you know, this is a dude who put up 1,600 yards while playing alongside Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson at Ohio State. And, you know, like I didn't love the landing spot for him. You know, I'm not totally convinced that suddenly Seattle's going to be three wide receiver happy. You know, this is a team that's used a lot of two tight end sets. I don't know if they're going to get away from that, but we know Tyler Lockett's probably not long for Seattle. You know, there was even some thought last year that maybe DK Metcalf wasn't long for Seattle. So JSN's going to be a staple there. Yeah, I'm just very confident in his prospect profile.
And the rule is you draft the talent versus the spot in Dynasty. Like if the talent is buried, you have to, you know, you have to think that the cream is going to rise to the top. So I think, you know, that's using the old noodle, Fitzy. I like
and
it.
I see D-Bro got his guy, man.
Yeah. After you took JSN, then Najee to Lucha Libre. I love that pick. D-Bro takes Christian Watson, then T. Higgins and Tua for Pigbird's first QB. But tell me about Watson, D-Bro. Why is Watson your guy?
Well, two things here. I want to point out the fact that with Fitz bypassing quarterback, this board couldn't have laid out any better for you, Fitz. I mean, the quarterback's falling. You're able to get Kyler Murray as your second QB and stuff. Like, this really was a great board in the way this draft is unfolding for how you started early in this team. Like, that's the bet you were making by going Bijan round one that, okay, well, maybe the quarterbacks fall and I can get some of these guys anyway. This is the perfect run out for that, but yeah, man. I mean, I just talked about it. You build with quarterbacks, you build with wide receivers. I love youth and I love future alphas. The guys that are in that four pack of second year wide receivers that put up alpha type of metrics in their rookie seasons. That was Drake London, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Christian Watson. So you're telling me that I just got two out of those four guys at cheaper cost than Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave? Dude, I might start stripping out and sitting here running naked laps around this room right now on the show. I'm ecstatic about this start.
Well, please don't. We are on video as well. So
you think YouTube would flag that, or were they just like,
I think they might flag it. You know, no guarantees, of course, but so, and it's an interesting dichotomy as to where these QBs will fall in a super flex, because yes, you have to have the QBs and it's numbers game, like we mentioned before, which is why D-Bro went QB QB, but also it's an arms race at wide receiver, right? Like you have to have good wide receivers to survive in a league, in a dynasty league, because they last so long. So we're seeing a ton of wide receivers go, and to end out the fourth after, you took Watson, then we saw Higgins, Tua, Kenneth Walker, Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, Ramondre Stevenson. Now we're kind of seeing people get desperate for these running backs. And then to start the fifth round, DK Metcalf, Austin Eckler, and Nick Chubb so far. So,
T-Mac, do you feel desperate about the running backs, Boggs? Like, not to interrupt, but like, I don't feel desperate though. Like if people are getting desperate, this running back, a plethora that we still have available to us, looks pretty darn good from where I'm sitting.
Well, I think that some of the best ones are long in the tooth, like Fitz mentioned with Christian McCaffrey, right? Josh Jacobs has had the one good year. Kenneth Walker now has Charbonnet to deal with. So it's just, there's less options.
I mean,
Pigbird takes Trey Lance. That's an interesting pick to pair with Tua. He's going all risk QBs here.
It's lots of upside, baby. I mean, that's all risk, all upside. So,
hey, Rod with Geno. So now the QB is starting to thin out a little bit.
I'm kind of at odds with myself, boys. Like, do I go wide receiver again? Do I visit the running back room? There's a few guys I like here on the board. Ah, screw it. Like, you know what? I'm just going to stick to my guns. Give me Jerry Jeudy here.
Jeudy, all right, a good pick. You're sticking with the wide receivers. Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned that there's a bunch of running backs that you like anyway, so I think you'll be good. Well, with
the other part about this is the NFL is kind of telling us that the age of the workhorse, the bell cow, is almost dead. So if the NFL is telling me they hate running backs, in Dynasty, we need to adjust a little bit and say, well, not so much that I hate running backs, but I'm willing to sit here and piece together a running back room in Dynasty more than I am in redraft. And I'm just going to build again, like I talked about, build the backbone of my team, wide receivers, QBs to start.
So Michael Pittman fits. I like that pick. Tell us about Pittman.
Well, I'm stacking him with Anthony Richardson. And, you know, it's funny, like I sense that after a lot of people were on Pittman last year, maybe there's been a bit of a cooling off for him. And maybe it has something to do with the fact that he's going to be paired with a rookie quarterback. But I'm still really high on Pittman. I mean, I think he's kind of done nothing but show us that he's going to be a really high volume receiver for a long time. And, you know, maybe he doesn't operate as deep downfield as you would like. But, you know, they've kind of got Alec Pierce to be that deep downfield specialist. But I think as a like an intermediate receiver, Pittman's just going to be a mainstay for a long time. And I expect him to, you know, be a solid wide receiver, one wide receiver, two for just years to come. So good anchor wide receiver, I think, for a dynasty team.
Solid pick. Yeah. And I like the stacking with Anthony Richardson. After you took Pittman, then J.K. Dobbins goes to Foxworth, Chris Godwin to Devin, and Moody takes Jordan Addison. And before we move on to the sixth round, subscribe to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel and comment below on this video, because when you do, you could win a free FREE upgrade to Fantasy Pros Premium. Whether you're looking for custom mock drafts, salary cap tools, or in-depth analysis of your fantasy performance, Fantasy Pros Premium has the tools to help you win. Unlock the most powerful fantasy tools in the industry. Don't want to wait for the giveaway. Sign up today at fantasypros.com/premium and start playing smarter, not harder.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. After five rounds, we are heading into the sixth. Moody is up. He just took Jordan Addison. I like that pick too. See, for me, I like D-Bro. I like the deals on wide receivers here better than running backs. And I think that's why some of the running backs went earlier. And you're seeing, you know, like I think Godwin is a steal in the late fifth round. I think Jordan Addison is a good deal here. I love your Judy pick. We saw DJ Moore going here. So to me, I feel like, you know, we saw McLaurin on the board, Burks, Ayuk, Quentin Johnston, Jahan Dotson, Jameson Williams. I still think there are good values at wide receiver. Running back getting a little thin, but I mean, Derrick Henry is still on the board. You know, I think he's a deal.
Henry's right still on now. The board. Pierce, Miles Sanders, Akers, Aaron Jones. Like this looks pretty good for running backs. Like, honestly, I know Fitz is about to come up here, and I don't even know if I want to say who I'm looking at a ton here, because Fitz is going to snipe me again and bring the pain. So
that's what he does.
I'll keep my short list in a little bit of reserve, and we can talk about who Fitzy likes here.
All right. Well, after Debo went, then Brandon Ayuk, and Fitz, you're up again, my friend.
Yeah, so it's going to be Jahan Dotson.
Yeah. And,
you know, like
the pain in that eye.
I also like Treylon Burks a lot here, but I like Dotson a little more. And, you know, part of it is just 12 games last year, 7 touchdowns and 5 weeks as a top 20 wide receiver. I just love Dotson's game. You know, this smaller guy who's really feisty on balls in the air, like big time speed, great hands, and really tough after the catch.
Great. And I love D-Bro's pick as well, going with Jameson Williams. And look, you're letting the running backs tumble here, D-Bro, but the running backs are, you know, they're in and out of the league. NFL stands for not for long, like Jared Glanville taught us, and that is what running backs are. So you are getting some sturdy wideouts here, man.
Bugs, who would you rather have, Jahan Dotson or Jameson Williams?
I'd rather have Jameson. I just think the upside's higher there, plus no quarterback issue. Of course, Caleb Williams might be throwing passes to Jahan Dotson next year if they play bad. So not like that can't change. Or Sam Howell could be better than I anticipate. But for me, it's just the skill set and what the upside is just enormous with Jameson Williams. So that I like him just a little bit more, but I like the Dotson pick too. So they're both great picks. After Jameson goes to D-Bro, Derrick Henry, Cam Akers, Quentin Johnston, Treylon Burks. So we're seeing, I mean, wide receivers are going. Those top three teams that spent those early picks on the QBs need to double up here pretty soon.
Yeah, Tater Wolf getting nice value on Treylon Burks at 6'10".
Yeah, lots of good wideouts. God, Terry McLaurin. It's almost so when you see the level of wide receivers versus the level of QBs, and there goes Kirk Cousins finally to run hacks for his second QB. But when you see how good these wide receivers are versus the QBs that are left, it's hard to say to yourself, all right, I have to take one, even with, you know, the simple math of there not being enough QBs to go around because everybody needs three. That's 36 and there's only 32. Really like 27, 28 for jobs that, you know, flip back and forth at the bottom of the league here. George Pickens is the next pick. But yeah, so I mean, the wide receivers are just too good to pass up here, right, D-Bro?
I mean, look, I'm feeling pretty good about my team so far. I got Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, and then the wide receiver room is stacked with London, Christian Watson, Jerry Jeudy, and J-Mo. I might just have to sit here and go wide receiver again, but it kind of depends. I do think that there is a shelf of running backs that I'm kind of looking at right now. Like if Aaron Jones falls to me and you're telling me that I've got him at least maybe 1 to 2 more years of RB1 type of production, because his efficiency metrics did not dip at all. AJ Dillon's fell off last year. We could see Aaron Jones still have 2 more good years in the tank. Like, he's a guy, if he's still there, when I get up here on the board, I'm willing to sit here and press the button. It's really kind of, do I stay with wide receivers? Do I go Aaron Jones? Or the other third option that I'm kind of looking at is, do I go QB3 here? Because it's thinning out a little bit. There's some guys that I still like on the board. Like, again, we talked about Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, I still like because unless Russell Wilson retires, and I've been gobbling up so much Russell Wilson as my QB3 in Dynasty right now.
Yeah.
Because unless he retires, boys, he's still got a crap ton of money left in his contract for the next 3 years.
They can't go find somebody else. Yeah.
He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere unless he retires. And you know what?
His escapability has retired, unfortunately, already.
That's okay. Sean Payton can do wonders with that. Drew Brees didn't have any wheels, and he did just fine.
So after Cousins, we had Pickens, Goddard, Calvin Ridley, Zay Flowers, then Marquise Brown. Debro obviously took Russell Wilson after talking him up there. Pat Freiermuth, and now Fitzy, you are up, and you take Rashad. I tried to warn you against it, but you still took Rashad White here.
Rashad, what do you not like about this, Debro, or Boggs? I think, like, Rashad White.
I don't like
White
it either, because he could have mentioned me, too. So
he's going to be a safe option for a long time just because he's so good in the passing game as both a pass catcher and a pass blocker. Like, I think he's going to be, that utility for him is going to keep him involved in the NFL for quite a while, I think. I think his skill set's going to age well.
The floor is high, Fitz, with Rashad White. I like him. But like I said before, if they signed Zeke, now you're losing
50% of the snaps. I know he's not going to be a bell cow. Yeah, I know he's not going to be a, he is not going to be a Najee Harris type, workhorse. We know that.
I understand that. Yeah. So after, just real quick, after Rashad White, Deontay to Foxworth, Devin takes Christian Kirk, then Amari Cooper goes to Moody. Darren Waller is his double up. Jared Goff, Devin finally gets on the board with a QB, and then Rashad Bateman to Foxworth. And Fitz, you're up again.
I'm taking Kadarius Toney.
Oh, yep. Good pick.
Nice pick.
Yeah, like man. And, I'm getting the reach alert here on our draft. Like, this guy is still young, and we know he is an athletic marvel, and this guy draws targets at such a high rate. I mean, 17.3% of all his snaps in the NFL so far in 2 years have resulted in a target. That's all snaps, running plays too. This dude gets the ball, and now he's going to have, he's had a full off season to get integrated into the Chiefs offense. You know that Andy Reid's had fun drawing up plays for Kadarius Toney in the off season. And, Patrick Mahomes, the most effective target delivery mechanism in the NFL. So I'm pretty excited about Tony's outlook here.
And that's the reason why I am still willing to take Juju over Sky Moore. I know Sky Moore should see more looks, but I feel like Kadarius Toney is the most obvious thing they have to a wide receiver one on that team right now with Juju gone. Obviously, the number one option in the receiving game is Kelsey. But after that, it's kind of open. And Toney looked really good there at the end of the year. I really like what Debro did here, sticking after Fitz took Toney. Then Kenny Pickett went to Lucha Libre. And then Debro, you took Russell and you stuck there and still got Aaron Jones in the eighth. I love that pick. After you took Aaron Jones, then Swift, Charbonnet, and Mike Evans. Now we are back to Tater Wolf here. But I think you did a good job there. Were you upset that Pickett went ahead of you? I mean, you already had Russell Wilson, so probably not.
No, so I wasn't upset about that. But if anybody's watching this on YouTube and they saw me wince, it's because I see you, Foxworth. We talked about this in Discord. I see you. Okay. I know you read the article. I get it. Okay. You took Rashad Bateman ahead of me. You stabbed me in the heart. That's okay. The rest of this draft, we're gonna go back and forth. I'm gonna bring the pain right back to you. Okay. I feel it.
So after Mike Evans, David Montgomery, Dalvin Cook, Elijah Moore, Antonio Gibson, Aaron Rodgers. So Scotty finally took his second quarterback. Tater Wolf. I see, almost a teen wolf. Tater Wolf takes Jordan Love here.
Wow.
And then I think now I think now that Devin, who is going like with the youth movement here, is the only person without two QBs now in round nine. So that feels pretty right. George Kittle, James Cook. So Fitzy, still no love for Jordan here, pun intended.
No, I mean, at 904 903, great value on Jordan Love. I think, I mean, like that is a great buy.
You just
price.
Don't want to be stuck with him. That's pretty much what it is, right?
I am admittedly pessimistic about his long-term outlook. And like, I'd rather have Trey Lance, which I don't think is a unanimous opinion in the dynasty community, probably a minority opinion. But, you know, like Trey Lance went, what, 3 or 4 rounds earlier? Yeah, for Tater Wolf to get Jordan Love here at 903, I think is a pretty good value, and a guy who, you know, could wind up being a franchise quarterback. I'm still skeptical about that, but could be.
I like to pick. I'm not the biggest Jordan Love fan either, but
And Lucha Libre just totally snaked me on Dalton Kincaid. Ooh, I was an Dalton opportunity Kincaid.
Well,
for me to prove
this round has been a lot of pain, Fitz. Big Bird and A-Rod just wiped out my cue because mine was James Cook and Keenan Allen. And I was like, like those two back-to-back picks just put me in a hurt locker.
Yeah. I mean, Tyler Lockett is the least sexy pick Debro will ever take. I feel like so
I'm tilted to the degree that I had to take Gabe Davis at 909. And, you know, like, but
it was like a tilted pick.
It's funny. I was on a CBS, podcast with Matt Friedman this week, and Friedman made a pretty good case for Davis maybe being sort of the post hype sleeper this year. Like, everyone was hyped on him last year, but maybe this is the year he breaks out. Oh man. And I should have just grabbed A-Chain there. I was going to do it the next round, man. I did not play that well. I should have taken my guy.
Oh man. So Fitz is on full tilt here. We have Kincaid
left and right, baby.
Kincaid went one pick ahead of him. He kind of scrambly took Gabe Davis. Then his boy A-Chain gets picked. And by the way, A-Chain just went ahead of Joe Mixon, which is a little surprising to me. And I like Joe Mixon. But that's a little surprising to me. So A-Chain, Hopkins, Mixon, Derek Carr, Mike Williams, Foxworth is up to take whoever Fitz wants here in the 10th. And then Fitz, you will be up again. So who's the plan as of right now?
Oh, man, do I tackle? I don't know if I can afford to wait.
I can hear the pain in his voice right now.
I know.
Mulling over these and wishing that you could go back in time and take A-Chain.
Well, I tell you what, just hosting and not having to make picks makes this way easier for me. I can just sit back and judge everyone.
All right.
Marvin,
you know what?
Mims, another Fitz guy.
I'm going to continue to take shots at the wide receiver room. And I'm going to go with my guy. I already lost out on one of my favorite rookies, so I'm not going to let it happen again. I'm going to take Jonathan Mingo.
Mingo, I like that pick.
I like as a poor man's Anquan Boldin. Like, I just think this dude is so big and strong and hard to tackle. I think he's going to be a really tough possession receiver for a long time, and I'm looking forward to seeing the Mingo Bryce Young pairing.
After you went Mingo, Mac Jones goes to Lucha Libre, and Debro is up again here. I'm guessing a running back since you only have one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go running back here. There's a few good options on the board. Pacheco, AJ Dillon, Kamara's out there, but you know what? I'm going to go Kendre Miller again, third round draft capital. And I'm building out this running back room. I got Aaron Jones. We still waiting for the news on Alvin Kamara, but if let's play this out, boys, if we already had that news in our wheelhouse right now, we knew Alvin Kamara was missing 4 to 6 games. Hell, maybe 6 to 8 games. Maybe he gets cut by the Saints. Any one of these possibilities, I will not rule out. How much higher would Kendre Miller go if we had that news already?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point to make.
At least two rounds, probably? A round at least, maybe two?
Yeah, at least two rounds he would go higher, I feel like. Because I think he would go ahead of A-Chain, because A-Chain might be the leader there, but he could be third. Like, it's still big questions. James Cook. A lot of people are convinced James Cook's going to get more. I don't know. Damian Harris was a 200-touch guy with the Patriots. They lost Singletary, who's a 200-touch guy, last year. So James Cook should get more, but I don't know if his role is going to explode exponentially. That's my kind of reservation on Cook. Kendre Miller versus Gibson in that case, then maybe I like Gibson a little more, but I think that's a good pick here. After you took Kendre, Brock Purdy, I thought was a very smart pick by A-Rod. Then Sam Laporta, Alvin Kamara, Chig Okonkwo to Tater Wolf, and then Pacheco to parlay and A.J. Dillon to end out the 10th round. And before we move on here, I just got to tell you guys about Reality Sports Online. And by now, most of you have heard of Reality Sports Online, the powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy team like an NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? It's time to go see what all the buzz in the Dynasty community is about. Free agency, multi-year contracts, a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first round, rookie options, automated contract, and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Think it sounds complicated? It's not. The best thing about Reality Sports Online Fantasy Front Office is that it doesn't take any more time than a standard league. It just requires more strategy. Think you're among the fantasy elite? Well, this is the platform to test your mettle. Still not sure? You can test out your general manager skills for FREE in a mock. If you like what you see, use the promo code FANTASYPROS to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. So finishing out the 10th round, we saw Chig and then Pacheco, Dylan, Rashee Rice was the first pick in the 11th round. So I'm thinking, what are you thinking? Are you going to stack up another RB here, D-Bro?
I'm so freaking tilted. Can we make a blanket rule that would just pig bird? You got to go. You ain't got to go home. You just got to get the hell up out of here. Okay. Taking Sam LaPorta from me. Sammy in all game. This, you're out of blood.
Had to know it was coming after Kincaid went, though, D-Bro. Got to keep that head on a swivel,
and,
man.
And the funny thing is, Pigbird said to me, like, in Discord before this, he's like, can you wear a wire for me so that I know what D-Bro is, who D-Bro is trying to get?
Coming for blood, man. I knew it. I'm going to hear about this all in the Discord. He's just going to be wagging it in front of me, this roster with Sam LaPorta on it. Sammy Ballgame was probably going to be the pick there. I've got a few other guys in. Oh, Pigbird, I just feel like if I talk right now while you're on the clock, you're going to feel these vibes. And you're going to just automatically snipe me. Like, I know it. My queue is going to get wiped out right now. I only got one person in the queue, but it's gone. It's gone. It's going to happen. I'm going to speak this into existence. I want Roshan Johnson, and if Pigbird takes them right here, I'm just going to be beside myself. I don't even know what I'm going to do here. And the seconds are just...
I hope it's not Pigbird, and I hope it's A-Rod.
I knew it!
Oh, man. Cue up the highlight reel. There it is. I love it. It's Rashee Rice, Brian Robinson, Jaden Reed, Cortland Sutton, Roshan Johnson, as you just heard, and Alexander Mattison.
Pigbird is in D-Bro's kitchen. Bacon biscuits.
Just stealing all
in
the food,
baby.
Head,
in your head.
He takes Njoku. Oh, man.
I took Njoku.
Full tilt.
It's not a tilt pick in the sense that, like, I did need a tight end. I think Njoku's got, I'm buying into the Cleveland offense here. I got Deshaun Watson. Going with Njoku. Yes, I wanted Roshan Johnson. It is.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
a little tilty.
But
a little tilty.
I'll turn this back to y'all while I sit here and chew on my hat for a little bit.
I tell you what's good, though, is that, I mean, yes, they're older, but there are some good running backs still on the board, and we're almost at the end of this startup mock here. We're only going 14 rounds deep here in a 12-man, but after Njoku, Khalil Herbert, Fitzy, you taking the risk on Will Levis. I like it. Tell us why.
Yeah, I mean, got to get a third quarterback, and I'm playing the long game with this team. So Will Levis, I mean, there's definitely a significant bust possibility here. But like, if he hits, he could hit big. Like, he does have that Josh Allen starter kit. So, you know, I am not saying he's going to be Josh Allen, but like, he has a chance to get there and be a prolific dual threat quarterback. So, yeah, the upside is worth a swing here in the 11th round and in super flex, where quarterbacks are really driving the super flex economy.
So after Will Levis, Zach Evans, James Conner, Jacoby Myers, Fitz, can I guess your strategy here? Even though you just took Will Levis, I'm guessing it's probably like an old QB or one that we know that's starting. Maybe it's a Stafford. Maybe you double tap with Tannehill, so you have the starter in Tennessee for the season. Just because you took Kyler earlier and we don't know how long he's going to miss. Is that the strategy? Am I following you correctly here?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Okay. Yeah.
So after Evans, James Conner, Jacoby Myers, then we go to the 12th round, Tyler Allgeier, Tank Bigsby to start the 12th. So sorry, Fitz, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Man, there's a guy, unless Foxworth snakes me here, and he did not. So finally have to address the tight end position, because if I didn't get this guy, boy, I was maybe waiting on Brock Bowers coming out in 2024, the great Georgia tight end prospect. So I'm going to take Michael Mayer,
who might be.
I mean, I do have Sam Laporta ranked higher, but it wouldn't surprise me if Mayer had a better rookie season and a better career. Like, I think they're pretty neck and neck as far as dynasty value. So, I like him here. I just don't like that he's maybe going into a dumpster fire offense right away. But I do like the player.
He's a plug and play. They did sign Austin Hooper as well, but he's a plug and play guy that can drop in and be the starting tight end for the Raiders immediately. They need more targets, especially if Jimmy G isn't the quarterback there, although we do expect him to be. After you took Mayer, then Desmond Mitter, as our boy Debro likes to say, from the Atlanta Falcons, going to Lucha Libre. Then Brandon Cooks and Josh Downs. I love this Cooks pick. Josh Downs goes right after him. Maybe if you want the youth, you go there. But I think, Debro, you already have youth. You have London, you have Watson, you have Williams. So getting a stable wide receiver here in Cooks, who could be a nice number two in Dallas, especially with Schultz gone, I think is an excellent pick.
I mean, he's old, but he's not washed, people. He was 20th in route win rate last year, 20th in route win rate against man coverage, 27th in overall route win rate. I think Cooks, look, if I get one more year of top 24 production, I'm extremely happy with that. If I get 2 years of top 36 production where I've gotten him on this roster, I'm totally fine with that. You know, I mean, honestly, like what my queue looked like, I had Michael Mayer at the top. So kudos to Fitz. That was a really good pick because I was going to team him with Njoku, because if Njoku doesn't fire this year, he's only got about 1 year left of good money on his contract. So Cleveland can move on for him. So I was looking to kind of insulate that room. But like I said, Fitz was more wily and took him ahead of me.
Josh Downs, after you took Cooks, then Sky Moore, Hendon Hooker, Damian Harris, Sam Howell, Samaje Perine, and Rondale Moore to start the 13th round. So Debro, you're going to be up again. Is there a late target in a dynasty startup that you're looking for? I mean, this isn't necessarily late for a dynasty. Most dynasties go pretty deep, but is there someone that you just want to make sure you're rostering at the end on most teams?
I've plugged this article a few different times, but again, he's in the article, people. I will not leave a rookie draft. I will not leave a startup draft. I will draft every bit of Puka Nacua that I possibly can in existence right now. He is so dirt cheap. I think, and everything out of camp right now and OTAs is coming out positive and smelling like roses right now, Puka is going to be a week one starter. He is going to command targets, and he is going to be better than anybody, and even his round five draft capital in the NFL gives him credit for.
Do you have to draft the suit of armor separately for that, Debro? He gets hurt so often. I mean, I like him as a prospect too a lot, but he has to prove he can stay healthy, man.
You're
like
injury prone until you're not, Fitz. You're injury prone until you're not. That's all I'm going to say.
That's true.
Debro on the clock now. Are you going to take Nacua here or just wait till the end?
Nah, he's going to be the on-brand pick for the end. Right now, I'm going to address the running back room. I'm going to take Tajay Spears. If this is the year that Derrick Henry kind of falls off and stuff like that, look, my running back room might not be really sexy for most. I got Aaron Jones, Kendre Miller, Tajay Spears right now. But the thing about it is, Kendre Miller pops, I'm not worried about the running back room. In a deeper dynasty, like if we were going to carry this out for 20-plus rounds, I would just start stacking RB2s on depth charts and wait for injuries and just cobble this together. But the other part about this is, if Tajay Spears does take off this year, if Derrick Henry misses time, he goes out with injury, what have you, he gets traded, because that's been floated this offseason. I'll just flip Tajay Spears for a 24 first and just re-roll that bet into next year and then just take a running back next year.
I completely understand that. Eli Mitchell to Fitz, speaking of RB2s, I think that's a very smart pick. Also, Fitz, I feel like that pairs with your mindset on Christian McCaffrey as well, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Debro was just talking about RB2s who are positioned well in case of injuries. And, you know, Eli Mitchell, I think, personifies that, being with, you know, Christian McCaffrey, who's missed significant time in the past. And we know, as Debro has pointed out on Twitter, that when Mitchell and McCaffrey are both healthy, it's not just the McCaffrey show. Like, Mitchell plays and gets the ball. So he's got some standalone value. He's not just a handcuff guy. You know, I don't like that he doesn't catch a lot of passes. So that definitely limits his ceiling in Dynasty, where it's usually PPR. But, you know, I still he's young and he sort of fits my build. So and, you know, rather than go for more running backs, I think I'm going to take another tight end here. Since I sort of waited on that position, I'm going to go with Cole Kmet with my last pick. I know the target outlook is not pretty on what's probably going to be a run-heavy team, but I do think Cole Kmet is pretty good. I mean, he led the Bears in, what, targets, catches, receiving yards, pretty much every receiving stat last year. You know,
and let's just hope that there's more touchdown opportunity in Chicago, as there should be.
Yes.
They were pretty pathetic on offense last year, and he could be the biggest piece of that. So love that. Love that pick, Fitz. Tank Dell to Lucha Libre for his last pick. And then here's the on-brand Debro pick. Unless this is a little shallow to take Nakua, you could take somebody else.
It's a little shallow. I'm going to address the running back position. The on-brand pick would be Puka Nakua here. I'm taking Rashad Penny here because the fact of it is that with this running back room, when you get later rounds of dynasty drafts, not only are you looking to address your roster, but you're also looking for guys that, okay, if they hit during the season, can I flip this player for a 24 second, a 24 first? What can I do in trades for also gaining equity by a player? That's Rashad Penny. Because if he fires this year, if he's playing good, and I'm not even talking about like middle of the season or end of the season, 4 or 5 games into the year, and he's sitting here racking up 15 to 18 carries a game, I could probably flip him for a 24 second. And if that's the case, I'll get out of that. That's fine. Totally fine. So that's where you kind of shift in these startups to not only say, what does my roster need, but what could I do after the startup is over if this player hits?
Yeah. Absolutely. So let's take a look. It looks like the last selections here.
Your influence on Tater Wolf round is evident. He took John Matchy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, you should at the end here. So after Penny went to Debro, it ended out Trey McBride, Jelani Woods, a couple good shots on tight ends. Juwan Johnson was the very last pick in this draft. So lots of dart throws on tight ends at the end. Jamal Williams in the last round just shows you how good, how much the running backs fall in the super flex as well. Jamal Williams, John Mechie, as Fitz mentioned, and Romeo Doubs as well. So Fitz, you tried something new here at the top. You went with Bijan first. I know it made you a little leery on your QBs. You ended up with Richardson and Kyler Murray and Will Levis. Also, you're very young in your QB core. How did you like this strategy? And this is what mocks are for, everybody. That they're to kick around new ideas, try different draft strategy. You know, and this is more of a, hey, look, if we're doing a dynasty startup, what would it look like at the very top for Superflex? How did you like how it turned out? And do you think this is a strategy that you would implore people to use? Or after trying it, do you say, maybe I'll stick to my QB strategy that I normally do in Superflex?
I think it pairs okay with the, so there are three basic dynasty strategies you can have in startups. And that's win now, win in year two, or productive struggle, where you're committed to sort of the slow burn, the slow build. And this time I tried the productive struggle. And, you know, I think that lends itself better to the foregoing a quarterback early approach, perhaps. Because, you know, I was able to get a really young, promising quarterback in Anthony Richardson. And, you know, getting Kyler, the discount on Kyler, because, hey, productive struggle. I don't need to win this year anyway. I'm not really going to have Kyler for the championship push that I'm not going to be making anyway. So, yeah, I kind of like how it worked out, actually. I was skeptical. I thought it was going to be a pretty gruesome quarterback scene, but it was better than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, you know, if you are at the bottom this year in the standings, there are two major QB prospects as of right now that are scheduled to enter the NFL draft next year, and Drake May from UNC and Caleb Williams from USC. So good prospects up top if you, you know, do struggle through the first year. So a lot of people did that in a standard league for Bijan.
Don't sleep on Michael Penix Jr. either, Boggs.
I watched him in Indiana, so I'm all the way asleep, Fitz. I'm asleep on Michael Penix. Look, maybe I'll like him more, but I'm asleep right now. I'm taking a nap on Michael Penix. Compared to those two, like, maybe he's good, but yeah, not going to be for me. D-Bro, you went with the QB strategy, the Herbert and Watson. Then you went four wide receivers heavy here. Took your third QB, Russell Wilson, before you took your first RB. So you went Aaron Jones, Kendre Miller, Tyjae, and Penny to end it out. You ended up with David Njoku. Got sniped on a couple of tight ends here that you liked, but you ended up with Njoku, a good one. So how did you like your QB hit the wide receiver hard before you take those running backs and let the running backs fall strategy? Is that something that you like? Is this mock kind of not your style? What do you think?
This is exactly like the type of dynasty team that I build. This is on brand. Fully on brand for me. It's quarterback strong. It's smack the wide receivers. And where it really kind of comes down to a decision point for me in a lot of spots, and I pushed it, was that I was debating on where do I go. So like at the sixth round, after I hit three wide receivers and two quarterbacks, like almost every dynasty superflex startup, I'm going QB. And I talked about that earlier, and then I'm starting with wide receivers, but at round 6 and 7 is kind of where I was looking at, do I start filling in the running back room? And the player that I kind of was looking at, or two players that I was looking at there, one was Cam Akers, and I probably should have taken him there, but I took Jameson Williams. I think in a dynasty only vacuum, I would rather have Jameson Williams over Cam Akers. But looking at my roster and things of that nature, I was considering Cam, but I was wondering if I could get him at the next round. But of course, Pigburn made sure that wasn't going to happen. So took Cam Akers. But honestly, man, I like this team a lot. Like, I'm sitting here with Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, Drake London, Christian Watson, Jerry Jeudy, J-Mo, Russell Wilson is my QB3, and even like piecing together running backs, man. Aaron Jones, I got to lead the room. And then I'm like, then it kind of comes down to whether you're looking at like hero running back strategies, zero RB strategies in dynasty. You only have to start two running backs in this league that we have.
Right, right.
This fictitious league. So if Aaron Jones is taking up one of those spots on a weekly basis, all I'm saying, because right now with the wide receivers I have, I'm playing a wide receiver, whether it's Tyler Lockett, J-Mo, or Cooks, in my flex on a weekly basis, all I have to do is decide, okay, this week for my RB2 spot, is it going to be Kendre? If Alvin Kamara goes bye-bye, that could be a weekly, Kendre is my weekly RB2. So I'm happy where I got him, or I'm just saying, well, is it Tyjae Spears or Rashad Penny? I feel okay looking at this roster and saying, I could probably piece together and play matchups right now as this sits constructed right now and play Penny or Kendre Miller and get enough production out of that RB2 spot that I'm going to make it up with the wide receivers that I have on my team.
I like it. And I'm going to ask you this too, D-Bro, but Fitzy, when you look at the draft board here, is there another team outside of yours, outside of D-Bros, that you look at and you go, hey, I really like this build? Because I can tell you just personally, my two favorites that aren't you guys, I like what T-Mac did going RB heavy early because I'm an RB guy. He went Burrow and Bryce Young in rounds 1 and 3, Barkley, Kenneth Walker, Javonte in rounds 2, 4, and 5. And then he filled in the wide receivers a little bit later. Quentin Johnston, Calvin Ridley, Mike Evans, Cortland Sutton, got a good tight end, one of the top tight ends in George Kittle. So it's very much a win now team. I think I liked that team a lot. And I like Lucha Libre, who waited on QBs a little bit, but got CJ Stroud in the third, got Kenny Pickett in the eighth. And then he filled in with Chase and Waddle as his first two picks. Still ended up with Najee in the fourth, Damian Pierce in the sixth. And his next running back was Herbert and Clyde Edwards-Helaire kind of throwing darts at the end. But I think those are the two outside of yours that I like their start. And I like this build pretty well. Who else outside of you and Debro did you like, Fitzy?
Yeah, I like Debro's build for sure. That's kind of the way I liked. I thought Pigbird knocked it out of the park pretty much with getting the quarterbacks kind of like wait. He didn't take his first quarterback until the fourth round and then gets Tua and Trey Lance. And I'm more of a Trey Lance guy than other people. Gets Tannehill later. Like he's probably going to need to work on one of those QB spots.
Sure.
But man, he gets Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Zay Flowers, pretty good start at wide receiver, and then some firepower running back with McCaffrey, Akers, Zach Charbonnet. I thought Tater Wolf did really well too, getting the anchor with Josh Allen, and then a top three wide receiver trio of Amon-Ra, Devontae Smith, and Treylon Burks. Like that's
I like the running backs for him too. Jacobs in the fourth, Chubb in the fifth.
Right. He just kept scooping up the veteran values. But Scotty is probably going to be ready to contend right away, because look at the firepower he loaded up with. Going for veterans, Tyreek Hill,
yeah,
Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, Austin Eckler. Like, I mean, he's probably the year one favorite.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great build there. Anybody else, Debro? Anybody else you like?
I mean, Scotty has like probably the favorite to win, like just like Pat said, that's your championship. Like that's the team that people will be chasing this year. Could be hurting after a year or two, but again, it depends on what you do with this roster. But that is a full win now team. I'll sit here and point out Pigbird. I love this team. This feels like a team, like it's on brand for something I would draft as well. The only thing I think the difference I would have made with Pigbird's team is instead of because looking at how the draft played out, I would have gone Geno Smith over Trey Lance, and then maybe taken Trey Lance if he would have fallen to the next round and insulated the quarterback position a little bit better, taking that like that high upside kind of situation. Because with it being super flex, he could be hurting in his quarterback position could Pigbird sit here and take a quarterback in 24, like in the rookie draft, sure, and insulate that. Yeah, that's possible. But it looking in the context of the startup, that's the only other thing. But then I got to sit here and shout out Foxworth. Like, this is a fantastic team. Trevor Lawrence, A.J. Brown, Travis Kelce, Daniel Jones, J.K. Dobbins, Ayuk, Deontay Johnson, Bateman, A-Chain, Mims. That is a really,
that is a
really strong start. I really like that team.
I mean, Schultz and, Kelce at tight end there. So you have depth plus all those good wide receivers. Another team I want to mention, just I like the build that we have at Moody at the very end at pick 12.
I was going to say, both of the guys on the turn run hags at the beginning, like those guys did pretty well too.
Yeah. They played the turn exceptionally. Like
Fields and Prescott rounds 1 and 3 from Moody. His wide receivers, he got CeeDee in the second. He took Addison in the fifth. Amari Cooper in the seventh, then Jacoby Myers, Mooney, and Collins, like boring but solid guys. And then the running backs, Pollard in the fourth, Miles Sanders in the sixth, got Joe Mixon in the ninth. Tyler Algier in the 12th. Good deals at running back as well. But we hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for joining us on the Superflex Dynasty Startup Mock. We'll be doing more mocks, and please check out any mocks you want to do. You can play with real people as we did from the Fantasy Pros Discord or against the CPU. It's just as good to do it there as well. So please go to fantasypros.com/draftwizard to check it out. Fitz at Fitz underscore FF on the Twitter machine. Debro at Debro underscore FFB. I am at Bogman Sports, and we will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Dynasty Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.